This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you, a bit of history. At the White House, Lincoln permitted his boys to have animals, most famously a wagon pulling goat. A wild turkey was another, and when the cook came for it, young Tad cried and cried. And so Lincoln wrote a reprieve, a pardon for the turkey's life, which Tad grabbed in his hand and ran off with it to the kitchen to save the turkey. We have, of course, a tradition of presidential pardons for the life of a turkey even now. It was the beauty of the wild turkey that he had shot as a boy that moved young Lincoln when he was 8 to never take up hunting. There is a backstory to the true story of that tale that he told of himself and his transformation from a hunter to, what shall we say, to a poet? Two backstories, in fact. John J. Audubon, the famous illustrator of birds in America, was a young man in the same southern Indiana and western Kentucky area at the same time as Lincoln himself was growing up there. And the beauty of the bird that Lincoln shot was the same beauty that inspired Audubon to make his very first huge illustration, Plate 1, of that same bird, the wild turkey. I've seen the original in a museum in Kentucky, and it is easy to see why and how Lincoln could be so moved. That is one backstory. But in the spiritual life of Lincoln, he was not just a poet, but also not only just an aesthetic, he was also a war president. He studied the mechanics of rifles and urged their improvement, hence backstory too. When Lincoln shot his turkey, he was standing inside their cabin. His father was not home, and he aimed through a chink in the logs. What is astonishing is that that is exactly how his uncle had saved his father's life. When Lincoln's father, Tom, was a boy 6 or 8 years old, his father, Captain Abraham Lincoln, was killed by a small band of Indians as he plowed his cornfield in Kentucky, where the whites and the Indians still contended. One of the warriors rushed forward and was about to grab and kill the little boy, Tom, who sat dumbfounded next to his dead father's body, when his older brother, Mordecai, from their cabin, aiming through a chink in the log, shot and killed the Indian, hitting him on the flashing metal plate he had around his neck. Lincoln would have known this raw story and the laws of life it illustrated. So in the spiritual life of Lincoln, we see many paradoxes, none more dramatic than the paradox of a beauty-loving, gentle spirit and a warrior president, leading what Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain once called killer angels. So a paradox, beauty and war. Now there are two sources of beauty in the spiritual life. One is the beauty of holiness, which can begin with the holiness of beauty. Lincoln is an example of the classical idea that art itself leads to morality. As a boy, he studied the tiny ant and wrote an essay on preserving its precious, sweet, and beautiful little body. It was not only logic and reason that led him to law and ethics, but imagination. God's handiwork was the holiness of beauty, and beauty was a way to holiness, to the romantic Lincoln. Not just prairies and forests, but beautiful women, too. In Washington, Lincoln loved opera and invited women opera singers to visit the White House. One historian writes about the photograph of Mary Todd when she was 28, that is unlike other women photographed in her time because her sensual beauty is displayed. Of physical love, Lincoln would say, it is the harp of 1,000 strings. Science and math were beautiful to Lincoln, too. He was an exact surveyor with his compass and plumb bobs. He designed a pontoon system for moving barges off of sandbars, and for that design, he is the only president to hold a U.S. patent. His drawings look like Leonardo da Vinci's. Lincoln would have understood Zen and the art of motorcycle maintenance and the Buddha mind within technology. So beauty and holiness is one connection Lincoln's spiritual life makes, but beauty and truth is another. It was the romantic poet John Keats who said, truth is beauty and beauty truth. And that is all we know and all we need to know. There is no subdividing truth or beauty. Lincoln thought and felt in such classical and romantic terms. There was no alternative beauty, just as there could be no alternative truth. An alt-beauty would just be ugly, and an alt-truth, just a lie. We've come a long way here from the beauty of a turkey and its precious sweet life, but then Lincoln's spiritual life can take us a long way. And in the light of that life, we can beautifully be lighted down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.